I always thought that it was something for an older person to have, and I was 54 when I had my strokes. I had five of them.
That's Neville Kerr. He's one of 18 delegates who travelled to Canberra earlier this week to put stroke on the public health agenda.
But the number of people that I've met that are young children and young adults that have suffered stroke. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that you don't just have it and get over it. You suffer the effects of it for quite a long time. So whether it be in physical disability, whether it be in not being able to think clearly and be able to carry on a day's work, it depends on what actually happens. Stroke is so vastly different for everyone.
It was 20 years ago that the Howard government made stroke a public health priority. But as Neville says, very little has been done in that time to fight stroke.
In my particular case, I had five strokes 6 years ago. I did get back to work for about a year. It took me about 7 months to get back there. And then I went back to work for about a year, but I just couldn't cope. And I wasn't able to meet the day-to-day stresses of life in a business environment. And unfortunately, that was the end of it, the work environment for me. Being the breadwinner in our family just meant that I had a wife and three kids that needed the support, but I wasn't in a situation where I could actually give it. And there's too many people like that. There's too many people that don't meet the requirements for any healthcare benefits or anything like that. And this is the hard part. We see that there's not a lot of action that's going on at the moment about it, and we just need to get the word out there that something needs to happen.
Currently, there is no national strategy to fight stroke, with only one comprehensive stroke centre nationwide, located at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. The stroke delegation, titled Stroke Summit, has called for the Turnbull government to fund a $44 million over 4 years stroke package that consists of a variety of evidence-based programs and solutions to help those affected by stroke. Dr. Caleb Ferguson is a Stroke Safe Ambassador for the National Stroke Foundation and was one of 18 delegates who visited Canberra. Caleb says there are big holes in the current healthcare system preventing stroke survivors from receiving the support they need.
The first one is access to a stroke unit. And we know that access to a stroke unit in particular that provides multidisciplinary care that has nurses and doctors and allied health professionals, so physio, speech pathologists, social workers and so on, that people that get access to stroke units will have better outcomes. They die less and they have improved outcomes, whether or not that be functional outcome, improved quality of life and so on. But yet we still know, and this is from Stroke Foundation data from last year, that two-thirds of people in Australia still to this day, and this is 2016 now, still do not receive the full benefits of stroke unit care. And to me, that's quite appalling that we know that this intervention and getting yourself to a stroke unit and being cared for in an organised inpatient unit that's specialised in stroke is not one that everyone can access is disgusting, to be quite honest. The second thing is access to thrombolysis. And so you might, to sort of simplify it, the term sort of blood thinning therapy that's available to people that have stroke, and it's not available to everyone. You have to be assessed for this therapy, and it's only a select group of people that can have this therapy. But one of the eligibility sort of criteria for getting this therapy is that you have to have it within 4.5 hours of onset of your signs and symptoms. So there's a challenge there that people aren't getting to the hospital soon enough, they're not getting assessed soon enough, and not getting that treatment. And I've been working in stroke care for the last 10 years, and over the last 5 years, these figures have not changed. So the thrombolysis rate currently sits at 7%. So that's only 7% of people that have stroke get thrombolysis in Australia. And yet we know that this is therapy that people can have, and again, it improves functional outcome. And the last intervention, which is probably quite a novel intervention, is what we call clot retrieval or embolectomy. And this is quite a new therapy that's being offered in select centres throughout Australia. To put it in simple terms, it's when the interventional neuroradiologist will put a little catheter up through your groin and it goes all the way into your brain. And it's a little corkscrew type device that will really remove that clot that is sitting in one of your vessels inside your brain. And again, access to that therapy improves outcome for patients with stroke, but yet the rates are really poor and the access at the moment to this life-saving treatment is not widely available in Australia.
For many who experience stroke, it's not just about access to care in hospital. It's also about receiving necessary follow-up care, as the effects of stroke can be debilitating and long-lasting. But according to Caleb, the current system of follow-up care for stroke survivors is falling short.
I want you to put your mind in someone else's shoes at the moment and thinking about if you had experienced stroke and going home, you've had all this fantastic care in hospital and a lot of support from allied health professionals, and you've been transitioned to home with little follow-up and care apart from a GP follow-up if you're very lucky, and a neurology appointment later down the track as well. So one of the solutions that the Stroke Foundation is proposing was for the rollout of Stroke Connect program, that they have had some small amount of funding in Queensland and been trialling this in Queensland at the moment, and it's had some fantastic results, and they're hoping to roll that out nationally, and the cost that they've put for that would be for $20 million over 4 years. And Stroke Connect is a phone service primarily that connects stroke survivors with a health professional and will provide a telephone call after stroke, and it seems like quite a simple, low-cost intervention in terms of how effective that can be at preventing hospital readmission rates. And they can connect you in with other services, so it acts as a referral service to other health professionals as well too.
Globally, we're lagging behind. Caleb says we're seeing a lot of proactive approaches to fighting stroke around the world, but it's time for Australia to step up.
I've sat for the last 2 days in Canberra, and around Canberra we often hear our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, talk around about the word innovation. And there's a lot of innovative therapies now available for stroke. And I've been to conferences recently in the US and the UK and Europe, and some of the innovative approaches that they use to treat stroke would be ranging from things like comprehensive stroke centres that they have in the US to now mobile stroke units, where they have almost like a CT scanner in the back of an ambulance, and they're able to assess patients in the ambulance, provide them with a CT scan and thrombolysis even before they get to the hospital. So this is new cutting-edge therapy in the US and Europe that we're seeing. And Australia's really falling quite far behind in sort of advances in stroke care today.
Dr. Caleb Ferguson, Stroke Safe Ambassador for the National Stroke Foundation. For Neville, it's now a waiting game. Visiting Canberra for the third year in a row and seeing no governmental action to fight stroke, I asked him if he thought this year was the year.
I don't know. It was deemed by the government back 20 years ago that something had to be done, and nothing has happened. And yet you talk to some politicians, they say that, you know, the money just isn't there to be able to assist people in this regard. But, you know, there has to be something somewhere along the line. There are so many people that are looking for assistance from the government and handouts and funding for a number of issues. And we understand that. We understand that it's there, but at least put us on the list. At least put us on so that there's something that comes in our direction to go with it.